We find that our crowd has been pretty steady throughout the winter. We do obviously get an increase in people as the weather turns out nicer, and the connection with the First Thursday Fayetteville, the outdoor event. So we do get a large influx of people. So April is when the tides turn, so to speak, in that sense, when they start their event.
And as I recall, it began, and when I say it, I mean First Thursday Fayetteville, so to speak, began as a collaboration between Fayetteville Underground and the former DDP Gallery. And, of course, about a year ago or so, the city got involved, or the Visitors Bureau got involved. And what has that been like? Has that been a partnership for you guys, or...?
Sure. We're, you know, our mission is to promote the arts, and so it's a we see it as a positive thing. It's growing. We love it. We had a meeting yesterday with the Visitors Bureau, and I'm very excited about this year. I think we're going to have a lot of good things going on outdoors, and the more we have, the better it is for our town, which is part of our mission, is to grow the visual arts in Fayetteville.
Is there a challenge in getting people to visual arts? You can explain what happens in Death of a Salesman mm-hmm. or West Side Story. Mm-hmm. And you can sometimes hear people say, well, I just don't get. Mm-hmm. I mean, does that represent sometimes a challenge, getting people in for the more
sure,
visual arts?
Sure, it is. I think that it's about... I mean, there's so much to that question. It really is. You know, I mean, I grew up in Washington, D.C., and my parents took me to downtown every year, every month. It seemed like we were going down there to see something. I mean, so it's an effort. You have to make an effort. You have to appreciate it. I think our town is one that does appreciate the arts, and so do make an effort. And I think that shows in the turnout that we get. Could it be greater? Yes. Will it grow? I believe so. But it is a challenge. Your point is well taken that, you know, a piece of abstract art, everybody doesn't necessarily get it. Or what I believe is they get something. They're just, it may not always be what was intended or you know, it's the same. So you and I may see something.
Well, that
different.
Is, to me, the difference between arts and crafts is art stimulates thought and conversation. And it's not just about a reaction, but I know that one of the unique things about the Fable Underground is the presence of the artists themselves. That's why the success of the First Thursday, the artist reception, the artists are there. And it's also what makes the Fable Underground so unique in that there's studio artists there all the time. And there's working artist studios, and we encourage the public to come and visit those studios.
That's a good point. The prototype of the Fayetteville Underground is something called, what was in our mind when we started it, was a venture in Virginia, which is called the Torpedo Factory. And one of the things that they started that, philanthropist started that process, and then the city took it over. And it is a major economic driver for that town, which is directly across the river from the nation's capital. So you can imagine there's already a lot of people. But they saw it as a huge investment. And one of the things that I spent a lot of time talking with those people, and I grew up watching that business grow, but it's the mystery of the arts, which seeing the, you know, how is it done? You know, how do people make it? What, you know, because it is a mystery. So that's something that we see at the Fayetteville Underground. And I'm, you know, the studios are open for the most part. But, you know, it's just getting a glimpse of behind the curtain is intriguing for folks. So I think that helps bridge the gap of I don't understand it and becomes a little more interactive, back to your earlier question.
I am curious, though. I mean, I see people there. I see them talking about the art, and that is fantastic. Does that convert to purchases, the red dot, as they say? Mm-hmm. And is that a challenge? I mean, are you selling more? Because I've spoken privately to a few artists, and that's been a challenge for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the arts are challenged nationally right now. I mean, we can see that. I mean,
sure.
if
you see that in NPR,
but you can see that the, you know, the arts are challenged financially, whether it be philanthropic efforts, they're being cut back. People just don't have as much to give. People are tight. The economy is tight. So that does directly convert to what would be a discretionary spending. The Fayetteville Underground, and I know you and I talked about it earlier, has grown over 100% in the last year. So we are making sales. You know, I think our sales in last year were 80,000 range.
Well, and I was looking at the I guess all nonprofit organizations are required to file a 990, mm-hmm. which is a form that explains to the public and to the government, mm-hmm. you know, what is your revenue, what are your expenses, mm-hmm. and I'm looking at the 2009 one, and it's showing sales revenue of about $30,544 mm-hmm. and expenses of about $27,845. Mm-hmm. So that's about breaking even mm-hmm. on the $30,000 mm-hmm. level. And you're saying this year, this mm-hmm. is 2009, but you're talking about 2010, mm-hmm. sales were what?
80,000 plus. I think the you know, the file number will be 90,000 or something.
So it's more than double.
Mm-hmm. And we still are break even, but that's the point of the – we spend what we make on average. Advertising and promoting and improving our location, but you know it brings up a good point. You know that you know is it do the does it convert to sales? Sales are not our only vehicle for supporting ourselves. They will not. It will not.
You got some advertising promotions money.
We did, and we spent that money primarily on our 2010 gallery guide, which lays out all of our shows and kind of set the platform for future years. So that was very helpful for the organization. But it really relies on donations. We have got our 501c3 status in September of 2010. If it was September-ish, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to be specific, of 2010. And we are just now launching our fundraising campaign. In fact, our first event is in April. We're having a reception, kind of our anniversary down at the Fayetteville Underground. Greg from Taylor Mac is leading he's a board member and leading our charge on the Friends of Fayetteville Underground. Just straight donations. People can go on our website and make donations. You know, we've relied really, our primary benefactor has been the building owners, Ted and Leslie Beldens and the Belden family. And, you know, you can't expect that to go on forever. So at some point, we have to raise operational funds. You know, right now it is 100% volunteer organization. The artists do the majority of the work. The board does the rest. And we have a few volunteers, but this is our year to really start growing. And so we're hoping that the community sees value in what we do. And we're hoping that they'll come out and support us with dollars in whether that be buying a painting, which directly we get a percentage of those dollars, or direct contributions.
And what is the ratio breakdown between the Fayetteville Underground and the artist? I understood that, like, typically, I think it's, what, a 70-30 maybe?
It's kind of grown to a gallery will get 60 or 70% okay. and charge a hanging fee.
I see.
That, like, if your stuff's in there, you're charged a fee as an artist, whether your stuff sells or not.
At the Fayetteville Underground, it does vary slightly, but in general, we get 40% of the sale. So for every $100 that's sold, we get $40 that is a charitable donation. And that's really pays for advertising and promotion. As you can see from our filing, what we make goes to support the organization. There are no paid employees. Mm-hmm. No one gets any money. And so everything is volunteer. Everything is donation. So it's...
You know, historically, you know, the arts, the visual arts, is like it's been always been subsidized in some way, whether it was a patron. I mean, you know, the Renaissance was subsidized by the Catholic Church.
Right.
If you want to look at it that one way, you know.
The Medici.
So, you know, we're hoping that, like Steve said, the community will see the value of what we've got going and just be a friend or a member, just like you would be a member of the KUF. You know, just like nobody's out here to make any money. We just want to keep this environment, this creative, friendly environment for the artist, and just to see the value of it. And we think that if the community all steps up, that everybody just, you know, chips in just a little bit. It'll just benefit everyone. So it'll always be there for everybody.
Let me pull back and look at a bigger picture, because when you look at, starting with just Fayetteville, you have someone like Theater Square, which has had their most successful season ever, mm-hmm. and they've expanded. You look north, and Bentonville, it's not the same sort of thing exactly as First Thursday, but they have First Friday, where they have live music, and they have Sugar Gallery there. And in November, Crystal Bridges is opening.
Yep.
And as you pull out, it seems like it's sort of a double-edged sword, because you have, first, the rising tide lifts all boats. If you have interest in arts throughout Northwest Arkansas, that is good. But there are also challenges, and I think KUAF would be included in this, as you look at there are only so many dollars and people only have so much time. So is it friendly competition? I don't know if competition is the right word, but there are more ways for people to fill their free time.
Both. I think there are ways for people to fill their free time and take in different arts venues, as well as there are only so many dollars to go around. It's a conversation we've spent many hours talking about, and you know, and discussing amongst the board and others, that, you know, is there support or is there a depth of support, not necessarily support, because I know that there is support. People come out. That's support.
See a ton of people.
But is there a depth of
commitment,
financial support? You know, I can only ask Kyle to give so much. And, you know, if you give to Theater Squared and you give to other not-for-profit organizations, you know, when does it, you know, do you take away from one to give us a little?
It is a
very complicated question, which I do not know the answer.
The economic value of it, it trickles down, just like schools and everything else, as companies can recruit people that for a better quality of life, and it directly plays into it. You know, and there's an old saying that, you know, that the people get the government they deserve. And I think it's the same way with the arts. You'll get the arts that you deserve. If you support it, you'll get it.